Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas with Naturally Green in the final broadcast of 2020. And like probably everyone else, can't wait for 2021 to arrive this week and move on to a new year, a new start in many ways. And it cannot come soon enough. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and it turned into a white Christmas, kind of. Flurries yesterday evening, and nice and white out today. A lot colder. Get used to the warmer temperatures that we'd had. The wind chill today will wake you up. And if you got some interesting gifts, perhaps some stories behind them, related to gardening and nature, etc., please send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. I got some seeds for Christmas and love that idea. And I got some fascinating seeds. These are from the Alliance of Native Seed Keepers. And this is an organization I hadn't heard of, and it's kind of a fascinating group. Their vision is, and they're based in North Carolina, by the way. The Alliance of Native Seed Keepers seeks out a future where indigenous peoples may live with the security of food, health, culture, environment, unity, and justice. Their mission: redevelop the spiritual bonds our people have with the seeds. This, in return, teaches us how to become more environmentally, culturally, economically, and health conscious. You look up Alliance of Native Seed Keepers. But they had some interesting things with the packages I got. I got a couple sunflowers, Hopi Dye, DYE, which has multiple colored seeds. So the seed head kind of looks like a colorful rug, maybe with red and black and white. Fascinating seed head. Also, I've got a couple of sunflowers, Tuscarora catenoa sunflower, and the Seneca bearpaw pole runner bean, Seneca Buffalo Creek winter squash, and a Cherokee glass gem popcorn. It's going to be fun to put these in the ground. Also got some curled Mike Cress herb, watercress maybe. So a bunch of seeds to experiment with this year, and also maybe a chance to go back and research some of these seeds and learn more about them and the of their heritage. The Alliance of Native Seed Keepers, again, you can find them online pretty easily. They also have their Safe Seed Pledge and a couple aspects to it. So I'll read it. Something to think about. Agriculture and seeds provide the basis upon which our lives depend. We must protect this foundation as a safe and genetically stable source for future generations, for the benefit of all farmers, gardeners, and consumers who want an alternative. We pledge that we do not knowingly buy or sell genetically engineered seeds or plants. The mechanical transfer of genetic material outside of natural reproductive methods and between genera, families, or kingdoms poses great biological risks, as well as economic, political, and cultural threats. We feel that genetically engineered varieties have been insufficiently tested prior to public release. More research and testing is necessary to further assess the potential risks of genetically engineered seeds. Further, we wish to support agricultural progress that leads to healthier soils, genetically diverse agricultural ecosystems, and ultimately healthy people and communities. They also have a they go on to add more information. They have a non-embellishment of seed origin pledge, and this brings up some interesting issues. So I'll read it. It says, the embellishment of origin and stories of seeds has long been problematic in the seed-saving community, especially with seeds claimed to be of some tribal origin. We at the Alliance fight against this sort of harmful cultural misappropriation daily and have been victims ourselves by major heirloom seed companies and well-known seed collectors who seek notoriety by exploiting ours and other cultures. Our non-embellishment of seed origin pledge below states, seeds are one of the few living things that have evolved with humans that can cross historical timelines. For many indigenous agricultural people, these seeds are held in a sense of familial sacredness. For many, nearly every aspect of their ancestral identity was stolen and rebranded, while their own practicing was criminalized, leaving behind only a few rare and endangered seeds. When we hold our ancestral seeds in the palm of our hands, it brings us back to a time prior to colonization, a time where we had our language, culture, ceremonies, communities, and lands, a time when our air and water and soil was clean. We see our ancestors holding them before us all the way to the time that seed was first bred. Likewise, we see into the future and find our children holding these seeds. When we usurp seeds from another people and transplant them amongst a different people, claiming a false origin, we contribute to the destruction of not only one people, but multiple people. This takes away focus from one group's actual endangered ancestral seeds, while simultaneously risking the introduction of diseases that their seeds may not be immune to. We pledge to be vigilant against the exploiters who seek to destroy our cultural heritage and plan to thoroughly investigate the origin of any seed we have. We pledge to accurately label each seed to the best of our ability and correct any misinformation we may find. A fascinating look at seeds and what they mean. It'll provide for some really interesting conversations in 2021 with some of the people that I know that save seeds and have the historical background of these different varieties. And of course, in the long run, through DNA, we'll be able to examine the history of seeds and varieties. There are no doubt many with where there are many names to one seed, some of the misappropriation has no doubt been done intentionally, some of it perhaps not intentionally, but based on family stories, etc. It's good to think about as you are planning what you want to grow in your garden in 2021. And one of the other key issues, of course, is in order to preserve these older varieties, we need to grow them. Your purchase of these seeds and growing these plants will help to not only help this organization and this seed company, but also preserve that genetic variety by growing them. That's really the key. And so I think you'll find these are not hybridized varieties. These are open pollinated seeds generally from seed saving organizations like this. So you can save the seeds from what you grow and grow more following year, trade them with people, and that's part of the self-reliance of this, is that you're not dependent on a seed company to sell you more hybridized seeds. You can buy some, grow your own, and save your own seeds, which is kind of a fascinating process, and really it makes you think a lot about what you're growing and how you grow it, and you know when the and how to store the seeds, all kinds of issues and just things to think about, plan for. You know, the varieties you want to save, perhaps, you know, this Buffalo Creek squash from the Seneca. I don't know if I've had it before. I've seen some similar squash, and it'll be fun to grow it and compare it. And, you know, that one squash, if I produce just one squash from this, from these seeds next year, soon to be this year, 2021, I'll get, you know, 100 or 200 seeds potentially to save, and it's really kind of astounding how quickly you can build a bank of seeds, and you know, just one squash plant, again. Tons of seeds, and this goes for really most plants that we grow produce hundreds of seeds per fruit, much less per plant. I mean, when you think about a cherry tomato plant that produces hundreds of cherry tomatoes, and each of those has, I don't know, 30, 50 seeds. I haven't actually counted the number of seeds in a cherry tomato. Maybe 20 seeds, but you get the idea. There's a lot of seeds produced each year by these plants, and the certainly the hybridization has you know, given us advancements in disease resistance and storage ability, all kinds of potential benefits, but. You have to buy that seed again from that seed company each year if you want to grow it, and you're at their you have no control over it. I mean, if they decide to discontinue that seed, if they decide to triple the prices because or for whatever reason, you are you can go choose a different kind of seed, but. You know, if it's also a hybrid, you're basically in that same position. Being able to save your own seeds is really crucial to people having more self-determination. And it seems like kind of a minor issue, but if you talk to people like Fruition Seeds and other companies that promote the idea of open pollinated seeds and seed saving, I think you'll see that it's their mantra. It's one of the key things that drives them forward, is that farmers need to be able to save seeds of things they've grown and grow more next year. And you know, I think not to assume what someone like Petra from Fruition Seeds would say, but you know, they're constantly working on new varieties, introducing seeds that they have cross-pollinated in some cases, or are seeds that have been kind of rediscovered. They love to have you save seeds. And you know, they'll have more different ones that are available. So it's, again, it seems it's like such a simple thing, saving seeds. We don't do it as much as we used to. We don't purchase seeds as much as we used to. When I was a kid growing up in Rome, New York, I used to, for at least a couple seasons during the winter, sell seeds from a seed catalog, sort of door to door in our neighborhood, and the number of seeds that people used to purchase, and the the starting them indoors and things that takes more planning, that doesn't happen as much anymore. But it is making a comeback. There are more seed companies. There are some fascinating seed varieties available out there, and hope you take some time this winter to delve into them. And it's like a rabbit hole to start learning about some of these seeds and their histories and the stories behind them. So, again, look up the Alliance of Native Seed Keepers, check into what they have, and I'm looking forward to learning more about those seeds. Also, the Artful Gardener, by the way, is having their annual sale, and it's a store-wide clearance year-end sale, 15 to 50% off. Starting today through January 2nd, she's open. Jean Westcott is open Tuesday through Saturday, and she will be open New Year's Day, 11 to 4. She'll be closed January 3rd through the 11th, and she, for many years, has helped to raise money for Joyful Rescues and does a Santa's Wheelbarrow. And through the end of the year, you can drop off items, as long as she's open, again, Tuesday through Saturday, for Joyful Rescues. And she's got a wish list of things that would be helpful. Perhaps things that, you know, maybe you have extras of, or, you know, for whatever reason, you know, have some you can spare. I mean, for one example, liquid dishwasher detergent. You know, we had to get some for a project. We had to get a very specific type of dishwasher or dish detergent in this case, and it's not one that we use. It's not one that we particularly want to use. It just had to be a certain one for a project, and so again, this is the type of thing maybe that can help them. Kitty litter of any variety, and it says any variety clumping and kitten friendly. The copy paper, garbage bags, liquid laundry detergent or pods. They can't use powder due to septic system at Joyful Rescues. Paper towels. So they have a even longer wish list that you can find on their website, joyfulrescues.org. So cash donations, any amount are welcome. Jean Westcott says every penny goes directly to the care of the animals. She has two dogs that she got through Joyful Rescues. Our dog, also, we got through Joyful Rescues. We have a Border Collie Husky mix, mainly Border Collie, and has just been a fantastic dog for the last 9 years or so, and going strong. So, again, you can find out more about her sale. A lot of things related to nature, local regional artists there at the Artful Gardener. And she has a really nice note to customers and friends. She says, "Oh, what a year it's been! I haven't met a single person who isn't looking forward to turning the calendar over to 2021. Before we do, I want to be sure you know that we are the reason or that you are the reason the Artful Gardener has survived with every obstacle thrown at us this year. You came through with your support. The long, lonely days of the shutdown in spring were brightened by your waves through the car window when you came by for curbside pickup. Your visits during the summer when a trip to the shop was part of your staycation kept us going, enabled us to see a way forward into the holiday season. Giving back by placing orders with artists who were also struggling. Coming through for us again when I had to shut down temporarily as COVID came a little too close for comfort. Through it all, the warmth, kindness, and generosity of spirit that you have shown has given me hope. This was the Artful Gardener's 10th year, and I have such gratitude for the community it has become. Here's to a better year ahead for us all. Peace, love, and good health to you all in 2021. Sincerely, Gene Westcott, and the owner and founder of the Artful Gardener on Mount Hope Avenue. Their byline, a gallery of American craft with an organic twist. Also, tons of very cool containers that can be used outdoors year-round for plants, for a little water garden, for all kinds of uses, but primarily for plants, large, small, tall, wide, all kinds of colors. Some really, really neat containers. So, Artful Gardener, lovely letter to their customers, and a really well said, Gene. And I would say the same to our listeners. Appreciate the emails, texts, Facebook messages, etc. This year, it's been a wild ride, 2020, and I can't wait for 2021, just a few days away. We'll be back with the food show and discover the Finger Lakes tomorrow, the final wine show of the season, of the year. It's the Grapevine, and by the way, we'll be talking a little bit about one Finger Lakes wine that made the top 100 list of Wine Spectator for 2020. Not only made the list, but was number 31 in that top 100. We'll talk about a little bit more on the food show in the next hour and more info tomorrow on the wine show. Have a great day and a wonderful new year this week. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com.